guys, welcome back to The Secret is Work. I am Princess.
And I am Kirkland.
We are back with another episode. We are so excited to be back with you guys every single week. And this week, we are going to talk about starting... Well, this is not our first time doing Airbnb. We've done this before. But this is our first time doing it in our own house and literally creating the whole space. So we're going to talk about that whole process.
So this is our second go around at Airbnb. So our first one, we were doing it in our apartment, and my room was being rented out.
I wonder why.
Don't worry about all that.
Yeah, so a few years ago, I was renting Kirkland's room in our Norcross apartment. So this time around, it's not a room; it's a whole guest suite. So we took our garage and turned it into a guest suite. Mm-hmm. We added a bathroom. Our house, the garage, when we purchased the house, it had a room attached to it. The room did not have drywall. We put the drywall. Last year we decided to add a bathroom, and fix up the room a little bit because the drywall was in the bed. Fixed it up,
made it look much more presentable.
Yeah, like a real room. And we took up the garage door, turned it into French doors, and it's really the perfect little space that you can think of.
Right. And now it doesn't even look like how it looked before.
No. It looked like a mini apartment, actually. Without a kitchen,
unfortunately.
Fortunately, because I want these people
burning up our shit.
Setting our house on fire.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Mm-hmm. We decided to transform the space again because at first it was supposed to be a peer space property that we had. And we were going to use it
as a studio.
And then the peer space bookings just never came in. And we were sitting on it for months. And then I don't know when she got this idea. September, August-ish?
Yeah, I actually got the idea when I was getting the room ready for your sister to come to visit. Okay. And I was like, oh, let me put the room. Since the room is sitting here doing nothing, let me put the room on Airbnb.
And I was like, nope.
He was like, no. But somehow he was like, you know what? It's not making any money. It's not doing anything. YOLO. But then I was like, so.
Of course, we couldn't just rent the room out the way it was because this one.
Because, I'm just brilliant. I'm full of ideas. You know, once I'm into it, I'm like, let's just turn this into a whole guest suite. Let's turn it into a whole mini apartment. So Airbnb room turns into a whole project. And boy, did we learn some lessons.
We learned a lot of lessons in this Airbnb process, or turning it into an Airbnb. Number one, I would say, is do your research on your contractors. We searched maybe 5 or 6 contractors. And more than do your research, but ask them to see their work. And when you see the work, evaluate it for more than just what you see on the surface. Mm-hmm. Because, like, there were a lot of things that weren't completed in our Airbnb the way we would like. But at the time, we didn't know. Like, the tile in our bathroom wasn't, what's the word? Lost.
It's not properly done.
Yeah, the grout is grouted properly. It's just the sealant. That's what it's called. There was no sealant put on the grout so that the grout wouldn't get dirty. So, like, every time there's a guest, we had our first, like, extended stay guest, and basically the grout looked like whatever products they were using on the ground because it didn't have the right sealant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ew. You said yeah, yellow.
So yellow, I have to literally get on.
They probably was peeing in the shower.
I don't think it was peeing, because I feel like when products and things fail and it sits, so now it becomes dirty. It's like, you know, a white wall becomes dirty. In between the tiles, it's white. So It doesn't have to be pee. It can be anything. The wall's going to be yellow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we found that to be an issue. Something we didn't realize. I ended up having to pay an electrician to come in and reroute some of the electrical work that we paid them to do. So,
I mean, those are like specific things, but even going back, like just getting the project finished.
I mean, we were 2 weeks, 3 weeks behind schedule. Just coming in to
work on time. We were told it was going to take 2 weeks. It took
5 weeks.
But 5-6 weeks.
About. I mean, we knew that, though. We did know whatever contractor say double that. He actually said 3 weeks. And he did it in 6 weeks. So he literally doubled his time.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my lesson number two. Whatever they tell you for timeline, double that. Because there's going to be days, I don't know if that's normal, but I hear it a lot. So there's going to be days where they just don't show up.
Yeah. And I think my biggest lesson with this project, and I'm just, you know, every time I think I bought our Airbnb, I'm just glad it was such a small project. Because if it was a whole 3-4 bedroom house, we would probably still be working on it. Or we'll probably have to hire someone to come redo majority of the work. But I will say, going back, picking a contractor, definitely take your time finding one and follow your instincts. I feel like just like there were some people we looked at, we didn't go with them because we feel like if I have to track you down for you to give me the quote,
you probably aren't going to be the best contractor.
We're probably going to have to be tracking you down to do the work. And follow your instincts. And if the person is not working with you and you have to be calling and texting just off the bat, definitely keep looking. And set a budget. Definitely set a budget.
And stick to it.
We definitely overspent.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely overspent. So definitely set a budget. And yeah, what is it called? You know how when you have like a cushion, I guess?
Make a cushion.
Like create, leave room for like, okay, well, something might come up.
Let your budget already have room in it. So if you want to do like we did.
So like opening wall, plumbing work, when you're doing like extra work, like those major work, you don't know what's going to pop when they open the walls.
You could discover things you did not budget for. So make sure your budget has cushion in it. So if you got $20,000 to spend on this construction project, make sure your budget is $14,000, for example. You have $20,000, but you tell them your budget is $14,000. Because just in case something comes up, you have an extra $6,000 that can cover unnecessary things that came up in the process.
Yes. I think communication, like know exactly what you want, because these contractors will do what they want to do.
And they will.
Definitely have a very clear vision of what you want the project to look like, because you will go upstairs and come back downstairs and they will open the wrong wall, do whatever they want to do, even if it's something you discuss. So, unless it's like us, it was downstairs of a house. You might not be like live on site, or it might be a different house. But check in, like go
check in at least 3 times a week, because
make sure it's going. Listen,
that'll be your worst nightmare that they've already done some work and maybe they're too far in the work, and then because of that, you may have to end up paying extra labor for time to get what you want back.
Yeah.
So definitely check in 3 times a week. The clear vision would be like, that should be actually number one, because you'll tell them you want this wall open and they'll open the whole other wall. Be like, but that wasn't what we discussed.
Or even making like really dumb decision, like just like, you know, how they opened the wall, they was gonna waste this whole thing.
They opened the wall and they were gonna waste the wall by closing it back with drywall. And I was like, that's a whole, I don't even know how big my, I have an actual walk-in closet now that they were going to waste because it was a whole like 3 feet of closet space and they were just going to close and close. I was like, why would you do that?
So the wall was going to have a space inside of it that no one can use. Like, that just didn't add up to me. It's like, hire professionals, hire people. I mean, I guess when it was in Florida and, you know, there was an issue with, I guess, licensed contractors. So would you feel like those are things we should check up on, like find out if the person is licensed, find out.
You should definitely make sure the their I guess the term, I believe it's called, is licensed, bonded, and insured, because if they fuck some shit up, or if they, like, destroy your property, you want to make sure that you can get it back.
Yeah. And also, maybe, like, if they have to pull license, like, if they have to go to the city and find out, you know, do you have to get a permit, permission to do something. It also depends on what it is. Because, I mean, from what you're saying, we might have needed a license, to pull a license. Is it pull a license or pull permit?
Pull
permit. Pull permit from, like, go down to the city and pull permit. Like, we were told we didn't have to, but maybe, who knows?
Who knows?
Now, hindsight, who knows? So, luckily, we know a little more because we watch, like, HGTV. We've done projects before. We do know a little more than the average person, but at the end of the day, there's still so much we don't know.
It was a lot we didn't know on this project that we learned over the course of time dealing with contractors. So
that was, I'm just happy, like, it was such a small project, you guys, because if our Airbnb was, if it was the whole house, like, I would, like, be like, throw the whole house away, because with this little project, like, he had to come back one time to fix things, and then I was like, forget it, because he was supposed to come back again. But what's the point coming back? I mean, even what he came back to do, the wall is already cracking again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They didn't, I don't want to say weld, but, like, the joint compound that they used to put the tile together is already cracking down the seams. And so we asked for him to come back, and we came back and did it. It's cracking again?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Not that I didn't know.
Not a lot, a little bit. It's been cracking since he left. Just not a lot. It's cracked right now.
All right. See, then we're gonna have to pay somebody else to come do it again.
Eventually, so. Yeah. And like, and that was like first guess. Oh, and then there's the oh, you know, you notice that the sink is falling off the wall. It's detaching from the wall. No, it's
the
same thing.
The joint. The,
yeah,
the
but it's now it's. Is the sink before it was the shower.
Yeah, the compound between the wall and the sink, it's, I forgot what you call that, that paste, that white chalky paste, but it's basically unraveling. So now the two things are separated.
Yeah.
And water's going back there.
Water's going back, because I had an incident where the sink filled up all the way, but the water went to the back and it fell.
Adhesive, that's what it's called.
Under. And it went under, it went in the room, it went under the bed. I cleaned it up. I caught it early. But in reality, the water was supposed to go down. But it overflowed, it went over, it was a mess. Clean it up, whatever. And then there's little, the floor.
Yeah, the floor wasn't sealed either. So, I mean, our long-term guest was moving things around in there and basically scratched up one of the parts of the floor. And because it wasn't sealed properly, bam, now the paint is peeling. So it was honestly a bunch of little things that they didn't, I don't want to say completed. There was a bunch of little things that weren't done properly.
Properly.
And now we have to go back and do them.
Yeah. And I feel like eventually we're going to have to hire someone and fix a few things.
Yep.
Yeah. But right now, we have our guests coming in. You mentioned our long-term guests a few times, but we're going to have to talk about that on a whole new episode itself. Not that it's a whole lot of stuff, but it's just a few things we wish we, you know, like our 30-day guests, 28-day guests definitely left us a long list of, you know, notes, and because that was our first extended stay. Mm-hmm. So I want to say our Airbnb is equipped for a long term.
That's also a lesson, understanding what your space can handle.
Yeah.
I think because our space doesn't have a kitchen, it isn't really meant for you to stay a long extended time.
Unless you're already someone that eat out all the time.
Because if you're someone that's used to having a kitchen and cooking, now granted we do have a
microwave
and we have a fridge in there and we have a Keurig. So you can do majority of the things, but you can't cook anything because there's no hot plate or no stove.
No sink.
Right. So that does make it difficult to stay longer than the weekend or a week. So keep that in mind when you're building your space, that maybe your space just isn't meant for someone to be there long term.
Extended at least. Yeah, or like someone that doesn't cook, who normally eat out whether they were home or not. Mm-hmm. So next episode we'll dive into the guests in the long term, just guests in general. Mm-hmm. Because you know we're not gonna spend every week talking about Airbnb, but we'll definitely dive a little more into our long term and guests. But back to our first project. These are all things we wish we learned. But at the end of the day, like everything, it requires, you know, a level of work. And
we had to put in the work practice to figure out the mistakes.
Yeah, we wish it didn't have to cost us money.
That's the lesson that I keep saying. Like, why do all my lessons cost so much money in 2022? Mm-hmm. Why? Last year, one of the receptacles, and if you guys don't know what that is, that's the outlet that you plug everything into. It is one of them blew, and it made the power on the whole like right side of the house go out. I called an electrician, only to find out that the receptacle was bad, and all I had to do was buy a 33-cent receptacle and replace it. But it cost me $350. Like, why?
One day we're gonna have, since we've talked clearly, we've done some episodes talking about home buying. Mm-hmm. But I think one of these days we need to do an episode of being homeowners, like just, you know, like the things we've learned being homeowner for like 2 years now, like the little things, the little things, the changes we've made, being responsible for everything, appliances. Like right now we need to replace our washer and dryer already. We already replaced our dishwasher. We replaced our AC.
It's going to be a whole new house.
And we did notice there's so many things in the house that's like very cheap. Like the
builder
grade, they call them.
Yes, most of the fixtures, if not all of them,
are
builder grade. Which we've slowly been changing out because we have custom light.
Not custom.
Light. These are custom light fixtures. I've changed a lot of the receptacle outlet covers. We've changed most of the lighting in this house.
And we changed, Wani didn't change the hallway when you come into the house. The dining room, the living room, and the kitchen. Yeah, we didn't change those two.
So
all the rooms have new lights.
New lights, yep. So, you know, going through and making things, I guess, your own is another thing.
Personalizing
your space is very important. Making sure, but do it on a budget though, because this one right here, she ain't had no budget. She was just buying things. I don't think you know how much you spent in that Airbnb.
I probably don't. I think that was number one. Our first Airbnb, the first thing we're going to do is set up a budget. And I will stick to it because at the end of the day, so it's not our house. It is our house, but we won't live in it. So we just want to make sure the guests have everything they need. So we'll definitely share that entire process with you.
Okay.
But I think we're gonna stop here. And I don't know if we went deep enough. Mm-hmm. But I think we give you guys
a lot
of what this project was, and it looks cute on the internet, and it is cute. But
you see them things on Airbnb and you think they're cute, but baby, let me tell you, it costs money.
In time. So but we're just grateful that it was a small project, and we've learned so much, and we're gonna go into our first home investment property learning a lot and be ready to tackle all of that. So we're just gonna stop here. Next week we'll dive into the guests, our extended guests, you know, some of the things we do to make our guests more comfortable. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're gonna stop here.
Alrighty guys, well, follow us on Instagram at The Secret Is Work, and tell the people where they can find you, Cindy.
Princess, you can find me, I am Princess everywhere, like literally all the social media platforms, and you can find me on my website at princess.com.
You got a website.
That's Princess with triple I and triple S.
You got a website?
Yes, I do. And from princess.com, you really find everything I do, all my social media platforms, links, and everything. So,
and you can find me everywhere on the internet, XL Tribe, everywhere, doing everything.
Doing all the things.
All the things, and ready to make all the money for all the things. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.